Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, you're all dressed up for summer here today with a flowery shirt on, and all you need is a tall, cool drink with a paper umbrella in it and maybe some sunglasses, and you'll be ready for the beach.
I love summer, and summer is drawing to a close.
It sure is. Last weekend of summer, as they say. Of course, the warm weather will continue for a while, but there's some fun things to do to get out there and celebrate summer season this weekend. Let's start down at the river, where the River Music Series is going on with former Lynyrd Skynyrd drummer Artemus Pyle and his band playing the next free river music show at the Riverlink Performance in Sculpture Park. That's 144 Riverside Drive. Artemus Pyle was part of that classic Lynyrd Skynyrd lineup back in the 70s. I saw him play with that band back in the mid-1970s. That was a great act in those days. And so it's going to be a good show to get on down there. Andrew Scotchy and the River Rats opening, as is Patrick Dodd, solo acoustic player. So come on down. The music starts about 6 o'clock thereabouts. Enjoy some free music at River Music. And lots of festival action going on this weekend. How do you feel about apples, David?
I love apples, and it must be time for the Apple Festival.
Sure is. Labor Day brings the Apple Festival every year, and it is running through Monday over in downtown Hendersonville with lots of live music, yummy treats, sidewalk sales, and the big King Apple Parade is Monday at 2:30 p.m. down Main Street. That is always a hoot to go and watch. A lot of fun, the King Apple Parade and the Apple Festival. Canton really knows how to celebrate Labor Day, too. They're 108th annual Labor Day Festival. They've actually been around longer than we have.
not by
that
much.
Runs through Monday. Classic car show over there, carnival rides, music, cornhole tournament, and their parade is at 10 a.m. on Monday. Transfigurations 2 Festival going on today and tomorrow. Today at the Gray Eagle Music Hall. Tomorrow at Blennerhassett Island over in Marshall. Ticketed a weekend of music. Lots of good stuff there put on by the people over at Harvest Records. And the Laugh Festival is back on Sunday on Lexington Avenue, the Lexington Avenue Arts and Fun Festival. Stephanie Zid among the acts that playing at the Laugh Festival. So a lot of festival fun. If you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We'll put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times. In the Asheville Scene, Culinary and Entertainment Magazine. It's in your newspaper this morning. It's in boxes for free around town, and it's online at AshevilleScene.com. And we're having some changes up at the Citizen Times in the Asheville Scene Magazine, and I'm going to be focusing in the magazine and online on beer news, and Carol Motzinger is going to be taking up the entertainment reporting, but I'll still be with you on Friday mornings to tell you what's going on the radio. But you'll want to keep up with Carol Motzinger. She's a very talented friend of mine at the Citizen Times and has been writing about arts and some of the music things that are going on for a number of years. So I look forward to seeing what she does with the entertainment beat after I give it up after 30 years of being writing about entertainment, so I can focus in on beer. Lots of beer news going on, too, with all the breweries in Western North Carolina. Some more music for you here. How do you feel about Frank Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra was a great star.
I wish I had seen
Frank. Not the nicest person in the world, but a great singer.
I wish I had seen Frank Sinatra. You know, he played right up until his death, almost. But since if you didn't see Frank Sinatra, you want to revisit his music, singer Timothy O'Keefe performing Remembering Frank Sinatra, the Capitol years. Those were Frank's classic years on Capitol Records in the 50s. That concert is at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and 2 p.m. Sunday at the DWT, the Diana Wortham Theater at Pack Place on Pack Square. Timothy O'Keefe, also a very talented actor, who was in a regular on the TV shows The Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives before he moved into Western North Carolina. And he is going to be singing 26 of Sinatra's most famous songs this weekend. So go see that Saturday and Sunday at the Diana Wortham Theater. One more musical note that we ought to mention is Laura Reed, once a very popular singer here in Asheville before she moved away, back with our new album and a show that she's sharing with the Secret B-Sides, Hoveycraft, Slow Gold, and Sydney Barnes. That's at 9 o'clock tonight at the Isis Music Hall, a really great hangout at 743 Haywood Road tonight at 9 o'clock. Laura Reed, Secret B-Sides, Sydney Barnes, and more.
Is Malcolm Holcomb at the Gray Eagle Saturday night?
He sure is. Singer-songwriter Malcolm Holcomb, another old friend of mine, is playing on Saturday night down at the Gray Eagle. So, and some theater you can catch up with, too. Little Shop of Horrors at the Hendersonville Little Theater in Hendersonville. The Mystery of Irma Vep at the Flat Rock Playhouse in Hendersonville. That's the second stage. Good morning, Hendersonville. We salute you. The Odd Couple at Haywood Arts Regional Theater over in Waynesville.
Are you in that play?
No.
Okay.
I should be, though, shouldn't I?
You should.
Both of us should be in that play.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay. Pericles, Prince of Tyre, the North Carolina Stage Company doing a little Shakespeare there at the North Carolina Stage Company, 15 Stage Lane, downtown Treasure Island at the Parkway Playhouse up in Burnsville. So those are some of the things that you can go and see on stage. Also, the Asheville Community Theater is having its big costume contest. Costume sale on Saturday. Finally, the movies As Above, So Below, a thriller, November Man, and a re-release of the Ghostbusters for its 30th anniversary at the Biltmore Grand.
And we should note that the Tourists will play Wednesday against Savannah.
That's right, for best of three, so go Tees.
To win.
To win, absolutely.
To win it all.
Hopefully, we'll take care of Savannah and then face the Northern Division.
Thanks, Tony.
So long, everybody.